This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins.
You sing your favorite songs.
The Boston area is fertile ground for independent musicians, but you'd be hard-pressed to find an indie band like the one that's coming into town from L.A. next week. Its members are all first-generation Korean-Americans. Most of them still live in the Korean community in the San Fernando Valley. The band is called Run River North.
You're not a ghost, keeping secrets no one else can take. I hate it most, the feeling never seems to break.
WBUR's Rita Carey has chosen Run River North as her latest indie pick. Hi, Rita.
Hey, Lisa.
So tell us about the band and how its personal stories, the personal stories of its members, influence their music.
So when you hear Run River North, you could easily think that you're listening to, you know, a bunch of skinny, bearded Caucasian guys from Williamsburg or
just
Brooklyn.
Just the standard indie musicians.
Right. The band's sound is very typical of indie rock, but the stories that they sing about stem from a unique experience. They're all first-generation Americans born of immigrant parents. And here's what the lead singer, Alex Wong, said about that when I spoke with him from L.A.
People are always asking, like, what is Korean or what's Asian about your music, or what is your immigrant background have to do with your music? And sometimes you just want to say nothing at all because there's nothing like direct. But at the same time, everything about who we are comes out in our music. And so it feels a little overwhelming sometimes.
So he seems kind of sick of being asked that question all the time. Here's one of Run River North's earliest songs. It's called Monsters Calling Home, and that's what the band was originally called.
They're walking heavy to the beat of a broken drum. Digging for worth in a land under a foreign sun. Their children call. Bitter words of a strange tongue.
Those words, digging for worth in a land under a foreign sun where children speak in a strange tongue, those words really highlight the pressure that all of the band members felt as kids growing up with immigrant parents. Alex Wong's father had a degree in statistics, but he worked really long hours in a liquor store that managed to survive the L.A. riots. And then the family lost its home in the mortgage crisis, filed for bankruptcy, and Alex, as a very young man, had to use his credit to put a down payment on a place which the whole family moved into. And he says everybody in the band had a similar experience. They loved their parents but resented them at times, and that's why they were called Lovable Monsters.
It's where this band is coming from. If it wasn't for that, our immigrant story, this band would not be what it is. And so it feels like this flowing river that still needs, you know, time to define itself and still needs some history to kind of see where it takes.
Oh, hear the monsters calling home. No, they don't want to be alone. But the closet they keep close, swallow the key so that nobody knows how they beat old.
So Rita, how is the band doing right now? Has it had any kind of big breaks?
Yeah, they did get a big break. It's a really good story. They were completely broke, couldn't afford to book studio time, so they decided they were going to record a song in one of their cars, and that car happened to be a Honda. So one of the band members, you know, he had his laptop recording the song. Another one had a GoPro camera stuck to his head. And there's Alex in the back seat strumming on his guitar. And they did this video. It took off. And somebody working on a Honda ad campaign saw the video and, to make a long story short, made a TV commercial about it. And then Jimmy Kimmel heard about it.
Jimmy Kimmel, TV host?
Yes,
comedian.
The one. And they ended up on his show. And how they ended up on the show, they thought they were going to do a corporate gig for Honda executives. They show up, a guy in a suit comes in and says, I'm sorry, this has all been canceled. They look crestfallen, and he says, but I'm going to walk you across the street to ABC Studios. You're going on Jimmy Kimmel Live. And they're like, yay! So they made this great video, and they got on Jimmy Kimmel Live.
So I will fight to keep the fire burning in the night, for I found words to keep me still.
That was their song, Fight to Keep, recorded in a car. And yes, they are still driving Hondas, not Bentleys. So after all the hoopla from the video and playing on Kimmel, the band got a label deal, which is awesome, and they embarked on a very heavy round of touring. But they almost broke up from all this touring. They said being stuck for days on end in a really smelly, is what they called it, crowded van led to a lot of fighting. They basically got really sick of each other. The drummer actually eventually left the band, and they really struggled to work out their differences to stay together and make some music together.
And they did stay together.
Yeah, they did. They really had to figure out how to start getting along, continued to make great music together, and that led to their second album, Drinking from a Salt Pond. And the salt pond refers to the toxic swamp that their relationship had become, but they got some great music out of it.
Your words are cold like the wind. They hold no weight around me. Let go, you're telling me to let go. I know the shadows are the only ones.
Being in a band has been the most interesting way to learn the dynamics of family, because we're stuck and I see these people more than I see my wife. So I think we're learning how to be a family by being in a band and sticking through. And the first priority is don't leave the room. Try not to run and hide from each other and see what happens when, you know, crap hits the fan. And after all the words are said, what do you do and what does forgiveness really look like?
The music has a lot of depth to it. And I wonder, when we hear strings, for instance, in some of the songs, are those real and live or are they computerized?
No, they're totally real. Three of the band members play violin. Violinist Jennifer Rim sometimes uses pedals to change the sound of her violin strings, get them a little distorted. Sally, she's a keyboardist. She also plays the coolest instrument, this melodica. You've probably seen it, a blow organ. It's got a tube with a reed attached to a keyboard. So there is some serious musicianship going on in this band.
And we can see it pretty soon because Run River North is coming to Boston.
They are. They're going to be playing the Brighton Music Hall next Thursday, July 6th.
Rita Carey, thank you.
Hey, thanks, Lisa.
For pictures and video of Run River North and for more of Rita Carey's indie picks, go to the artery section of WBUR.org.
Lions tearing apart. I see them breaking, but I can't let them start. So I let them in. I feel them tearing up my skin. I think I changed my mind about a million times. On a road or hide. I'm gonna call this out. I'm coming back somehow. Changed my mind about a million times. To run or hide. I'm gonna call this out. I'm coming back somehow. I won't run or hide. I won't